Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Consumer and Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, September 11th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of consumer and lifestyle news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline. Heights Wellness Retreat to make its Texas debut with secured multi-unit agreement. Heights Wellness Retreat, formerly Massage Heights, is set to make its Texas debut with a multi-unit agreement in Dallas led by local entrepreneurs Russell and Norelia Rogers. These retreats will offer massage, facials, cryotherapy, and infrared saunas. The first location will open in Coppell, with a second site in selection. The Rogers, with backgrounds in the Air Force and nursing, shifted to franchising post-COVID and found Heights Wellness Retreat to align with their passion for self-care. The brand prioritizes innovation with services like cryotherapy, meditation, and halo salt therapy. Founder Shane Evans is excited for the brand's growth as the wellness industry expands. Heights Wellness Retreat seeks franchise operators nationwide to bring holistic wellness services to more communities.
Q&A with Carmen Conrad, Senior Vice President, Head of Marketing, Byline Bank. Carmen Conrad, Senior Vice President, Head of Marketing for Byline Bank, recently discussed the decision to sponsor the Chicago Transit Authority's No. 128 Soldier Field Express bus route for the Bears 2025-2026 season. This partnership aims to increase visibility and brand recognition for Byline among local business owners, entrepreneurs, and investors. Byline's personalized, community-based approach to banking is highlighted through this campaign, emphasizing their commitment to supporting Chicagoland communities and businesses. The goal is to become the go-to bank for businesses in the area, building trust and familiarity. With decades of experience and a deep understanding of Chicago's economic landscape, Byline is uniquely positioned to guide businesses through uncertain times and help them thrive. The response to the campaign has been positive, with excitement building as Byline's brand becomes more visible throughout the city.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Consumer and Lifestyle Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.